On Stage is our look at what's happening on the boards across the country, from poetry slams to rap festivals to today, local dinner theater. The Montgomery College Summer Dinner Theater Cabaret in Rockville, Maryland. Before that, Aladdin by the Plains Elementary School in Plains, Ohio. And we started with the American Bombshells Dinner Theater Show in Vineland, New Jersey. And now, the most uber of all, Cascabel, co-created by and starring celebrity chef Rick Bayless, cookbook author and host of the PBS series Mexico, One Plate at a Time, also creator of a number of restaurants, including a new one in Chicago, Shoko Wicker Park. Rick Bayless, what is inspired Cascabel?
I got tired of going to plays that were about food in which the audience neither smelled nor tasted the food, because I think food can create its own strong emotional reaction in people. So I decided to create with my friends at Looking Glass Theater Company a story of a meal. It's a transformative meal, and the entire audience eats the meal along with the actors. Now, I play a cook in a boarding house in Mexico in 1940. And I prepare this meal, and I prepare the meal for the actors. Then we have a stage kitchen set up behind the scenes so that everybody gets all of the same food that I prepare for the actors.
Now, another storyline is you take a houseboy played by co-creator Tony Hernandez under your wing and teach him how to cook and chop vegetables. Let's just listen to a little scene from Cascabel.
Every little thing you do is important. When fingers curved under. When you make that perfect cut. No, a little bit more of a rocking motion. When you get that perfect sear, that perfect balance of flavors. Food can take on a life of its own. It could change the course of a person's life.
Oh, there you are, Rick Bayless, on stage. I'm wondering, though, is this a little redundant? Because we should say you and I have worked together. Who can forget the Food Channel program Ready, Set, Cook? Maybe
who
some
can
have.
Forget it?
But it strikes me that, you know, having done this show, which was a quiz show for top chefs like you, and I got to work with you guys, food and cooking is theater.
It is theater, but it's also transcends what most people in the United States think about food. And you can ask any great chef, there is a moment in his or her life when they ate something and it changed their life. There are so many things that food can do for us and with us, and yet oftentimes we just feed our faces and never think about what the food's potential is.
And so in this play, you ask people to slow down and really note that. But as some have said, it's, you know, part dinner theater, part circus. At one point, two of the characters, one male, one female, do a sort of midair dance while hanging from a table's chandelier, which rises to the ceiling, then brings them back down. Let's listen.
But my goal is to put into people's minds a bit of the emotion that I experience when I eat certain dishes. So, for instance, if you're taking a bite of ceviche on a beach in Mexico, and it is the most thrilling bite that you've ever had. The fish is absolutely pristine. It's drenched with just squeezed lime juice. It's got the punch of fresh cilantro and green chili in it, and you feel like you could just fly. I wanted to be able to invite our audience to experience that emotion by translating it into pure flight. So, of course, a lot of people have talked about how our storyline fits into magical realism, that whole genre of literature. And yeah, we're borrowing from that. But we're really inviting our guests in the theater to have a fuller experience with their food than perhaps they've had before.
What kinds of foods might they eat if they go to see Cascabel? What are you cooking?
There's a series of four appetizers that come to the table before the show really starts, and they look like one thing and taste like another. So I'm not going to spoil that part of it. But the first course is a soaring ceviche, but it's a very complex one in which we invite our audience to explore different flavors because every bite tastes different. As you get deeper and deeper into it, the flavor begins to evolve and change. Now, the whole story is about a chef who is trying to wake up someone who is deep into depression through one particular dish. And that dish is the main course of this meal. We chose to write the story around this because the dish is infused with pain and depression, basically. And at the same time, it's the most important fiesta dish in Mexico, and that's mole poblano. When you start to eat the dish, you are invited to think about foods that maybe bring sadness to you and also foods that bring great joy.
And what is the dish, mole?
Mole poblano is the great fiesta dish of Mexico, and most people think about it as a red chili sauce that's very complex. It's thickened with nuts and seeds, and it has a touch of chocolate. And most people consider it a dish that would go with chicken, and yes, it's served that way a lot. In this particular preparation that we're doing for Cascabel, we're actually serving it with a grilled beef tenderloin. I've had it done with lamb in some of the upscale restaurants in Mexico City. So it's a very versatile sauce, but it always commemorates fiesta.
Well, and in this performance, as you say, we're not going to give away the ending, but you are trying to convince an inn owner to let you cook her some. Rick Bayless, I guess I was getting at the fact that chefs are performers. I mean, they literally, like you, have TV shows, but also even in the kitchen, they're like conductors and performers. How's this felt for you to go from the kitchen to a stage?
I grew up in the theater world and just had to leave it behind because I couldn't do everything and decided to really focus in the restaurant world for a long time. But I've always been passionate about live theater, especially because live theater is very much like going to a restaurant for a meal. You get ephemeral art. That performance is a unique performance that you have experienced. And when the last bit of applause dies out, that whole performance is gone and has to be recreated the next day. So there's a lot that are similar between working in a restaurant, doing that day after day, and going to a theater and creating that special experience for all the audience members every day.
Well, have a blast doing it. And good luck with your other stage, your new restaurant. Xoco Wickerpart, spelled X-O-C-O, there in Chicago. Chef Rick Bayless, also star of the production Cascabel, on stage this summer. Rick, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to chat with you.